there, the first Mishnah, Masha Kibbutz Torah Misinai, and so on, there is a Nakuda here that says that he gave it to Nevi'im, and Nevi'im Niskanim. Lemaisa, Nevi'im themselves are not really a chelik, or Lechura not a chelik in Mesiras HaTorah, because you don't go by a Navi. Navi can be a Chadish Dover, and you don't go by a Navi's words. So it's a little bit shver what the Makom of Nevi'im is. So Hutton actually has a Maimer Yudalit in Hanukkah, where he wants to taina that Nevi'im give over a certain Maila, a Sanhedrin that has Nevi'im in it, has a din of the Godly Mimenu, the Chacham of Minyan. Let me take a look at it yourself. I wanted to go off a little bit on a different Nekuda about Nevi'im, in others that there's Ki'ilu Tuchalakim in Mesiras HaTorah. It's I guess starts at a Nekuda that he's talking about, but I want to go off into a different item. Sure. You want to try again? Call again? Sure, no problem. Okay, whatever you wish. You'll interrupt me if you feel you want to call again. Okay. Let's start out with a shaila. The Rambam, it says that in mitzvahs ner Chanukah is chavivehi ad ma'oid, and that's why even Ani, who has no money and he's mispinus from Atztaka, has a chiyuv to go and to be meiches ksusai and to be mashal and so on. Lechura, they learn it, there's a kelim shtalat suit to the halacha by Dalit crisis. Demis is, it's a very shver tushtel. First of all, the Gemara says, as persu minisa. Rama doesn't say it. Rama says it's chavivi ad me'oid, and he says it only over here. But there's a second problem. If you take a really good look at the Rambam in Pesach, the Rambam says, even a ani that's responsible for tzedaka, noisen loy from the tamchui. In other words, it's a halacha that he has a chiyuv. I would think that since it's there a cheres or so on, he doesn't have a chiyuv. And I would think that the gabbai tzedaka doesn't have to pamper him with wine. If he can't, he can't. So it's a din in the gabbai tzedaka that he has a chiyuv to give him. It's mehilchis. It's tzedaka that he has a chiyuv, and it's a chiyuv that's with everybody. Does not say in Pesachim at all he has a chiyuv to sell his ksus or whatsoever. Over here, yes. So we're medayik in the Rambam. I think you got that. In the Rambam, the chiluk between the way he says why a person and ani has to be meiches ksusoi in ner Chanukah, and in Pesach he doesn't mention that at all. In Pesach, it's a din that stocker that the gabbai stock have to give him, and that he's roy for it. Whereas over here, it's a halacha that he himself has a chiyuv to go to an extreme and to make ksusa and so on. That is the first nekuda I wanted to touch on. I want to go over to a different nekuda. The yontiv of Chanukah is nikva. One of the very strong nekudas is mesiras nefesh. In the nusach that you say from the dinava, in the nusach spad nusach that they say in one of your ratzons, it says that the tzchus v'chashmenoyim asheheru nafshon lomus, that they were meisa nefesh. So the inyan was, it really was the inyan meisa nefesh. There's a din in meisa nefesh, a din in the chiyuvim that's very strange. It says in a Shas Hashmad, even Arkas of the Mesanid is a Chit Mois Nefesh. Now, mainly in Shas Hashmad, you could say that even the Rabbanan or something like that is a Chiyuv, or anything that has a Chiyuv to it, I can understand that Yitzivu of Yarek Vayava. You're not allowed to do that Beira, and Shas Hashmad, you're Chit Mois Nefesh. In Arkas of the Mesanid, it's a Minhag. It's a Minhag, Rashi says, the Minhag that's built on an inyan, a Torahic inyan. In other words, if Eden happened to live in golden screens, that's not a minhag. But if they wear God in a certain way, that because there's a gather of tznius or whatever it is, that becomes their achnoah of tznius, anything like that, that becomes a chivus as nefesh. That's sort of a tema that for something which has no chiyuv to start with, maybe if there's a chiyuv but it's a small chiyuv, you're saying shas hashma, it's you mechiyuv for nefesh. But something you have no chiyuv, it's talking about matzah zach. Bechlal, in the halach of the chiyuv and mysterious nefesh, there are two gedar, two separate categories. Even though we know gimel averis, but in gimel averis it's really two separate categories. Ritzicha, the chiyuv of mysterious nefesh on ritzicha, is a muskel rishon. It's a svara. The Gemara says mitzadi is a ritzicha. My chazit damach sunat tfei. And it's to kill someone else, even to save your life, is ritzicha. Arayas, the Torah is makish to ritzicha, and baluma it's Islamic, and therefore the Torah also gave it a chumrah of ritzicha. So those two are under a category of the averus so chumrah that there's not a head to even people of nefesh to do it. Avodah Zarah doesn't go like that. Avodah Zarah is learned from the mitzvah of Ahavta. It's learned from the fact that there's din v'ahavta Hashem alekecha, and the fact that there's a din of v'ahavta Hashem alekecha tells me that it's even if it's, you know, it's a kiyum of, it's a positive kiyum as Hashem. It's not as the girdle of the avera of ritzicha, but rather as the girdle of Avodah Zarah, but rather as the kiyum v'ahavta. And it's also something that's a little modna. We can understand that you're mechayev a person. Leisa says the din is even all your money you have chiyuv on the leisa say. On your life there's in mechayev behem kamashal not. On a mitzvah's essay there's generally speaking a gedder of chaymish. So you see the Torah was magdil how much a person has a chiyuv to do something. So Mechatei said that the Torah gave here a gather of b'chol nafshecha on a kim on a misesiv of a hafta. So I think you have to understand here b'chlau the world of mitzvahs in the world of kiyumim and chiyuvim of mitzvahs there are two gedarim and they are one is a gather of mitzvah and of tzivuyim. And that was given through the world of Nevuah. In other words, Matan Torah itself was a maimed of Nevuah. The Rambam Monavuchim specifically says so. He says everybody had the Navi, but different daggers of Nevuah. Torah was given through Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was that Vikol Nevi'im, was the Nezna Torah. That is the Chiyuv of, that is the Din of Mysterious Torah through Nevuah. The fact a Navi is not Rashay L'Chadish Davar, But that's because we didn't want other Nevi'im, they weren't as big as Moshe, and you know, for a lot of other reasons. But the vehicle of teaching Torah is through Nevuah. And that was, Maimon HaSinai was the big Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the vehicle of Nevi'im, was the Nesna Torah. When Nevuah came to an end, there was a different Mahalach of the Kabbalah Satorah. It says in the Gemara that the mice by Dave Seir that didn't know what to do when Erev Pesach Olam and Shabbos had to bring the sack into the Shechita, and Hillel said, "Anatam Yisrael in Meina Neviim Gnei Neviim Hei," and the Mocha everybody brought a sack in and so on. So the Pshat is there is also a Mahalach of Gnei Neviim, which means that the Moshe. Let's give a Moshe. Let's give a comparison. If somebody has a father. The father says, I want a glass of tea, could you pick up my shirt, could you do this, could you do that? Those are tzivuyim of a father and a child, and you do it. Let's say God forbid somebody's father's in a coma in the hospital, and he can't communicate. He just can't communicate with the world outside. So anyone around is going to be helpless. A child or a spouse is going to know somehow what he wants. He's going to say, he looks to me very uncomfortable, he looks to me, he's trying to say something. It's because you have a certain behavior in the person himself, in the general sense of the person, that even when you don't have a tzivui, you have a certain sense of what he wants. A chazal for that is, it says in the Medrash, it says, "Mi goy gadol elokeinu, So Chazal say Migoy Gadol Benog Shabaylam, that when people go to Yom to a din, they live Shcherim and so on. But Klal Yisrael, when they go to Yom Adin, they dress nicely, they get a haircut and so on, because they're makir oifyom shalakim. They recognize the word oifyom means the tsura, the signon, the personality kaviyach, the sense of it. They have a sense of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that is mitzad the etzem mitzias kaviyach, just like the personality is not what the person said, but a general sense of things. That's the Hakara Pazar Zahar's Bravo. So there are two types of, there are two conduits or two lines of communication. One is a gedder of Tzivri and Mitzuvah, and that is the gedder of Klal Yisrael, that's an Adoin, and that's somebody who is being Mitzavah and telling Klal Yisrael what to do. Then there's a second Mahalach, and that's a mahalach of Klal Yisrael is makir oifyom shalakehem. They have a sense of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like, and that's something that is shaykh specifically to Klal Yisrael as banim. So the Neila, when as long as it was a tkufa of nevuah, Torah was given directly, and Klal Yisrael needed to respond directly. Yetziv is a tzivui, and they were mitzuvim. That's the Malach Nevuah. Then there was a second Mahalach called Pnei Nevi'im, which is a Mahalach of Ki'ilu. They have a residue left over of Nevi'im, and they are b'meila, have a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also Lamashal, another place where you see that even when the Nevu is gone, you use the Getter of Ben Navi. It says, the Yerushalmi says, it says on the same din, it says in other places, that Kol Mokrim, that the din is Reifeif, Aloich Acha HaMinog. In other words, once you cannot determine something through din, then Minog becomes the second attempt of determining it. So you have two Mahalchim of Torah, Tzivuyim, Kiyumim, and so on. There are two nafkiminas. I mean, and by the way, the person also, the sense in a person that has a understanding of it, it says in the Medrash Rabba in Gracious that there's nefesh, five names the neshama has. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida. Each one what it is. Then it says neshama zu ufya de bar yusa. Same word ufya. It's the general personality of a person. Like the ami inshu ufya de planya tapsa. Is this person's mezek? Is this person's personality pleasant or not pleasant? In other words, you can talk about specific meisim, but when you get a general sense of personality, that's the chelik that's called neshama. That's one aspect of the neshama, as opposed to the gufa specific. And that's zelu maseh kineged, the fact that there's such a inyan by Kadosh Baruch Hu called ufyof kaviyoch and so on. The mitzias in the this second dimension of Torah has two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that when Torah becomes forgotten, we still have a chatimtza to return it through this mahalach, like we said before. And b'meila, there's a way to redo it, to get back what we don't know through b'nei Nevi'im. There's a second nafkamina that, besides the kiyum of the chelek ha'maisi of Torah, there's a kiyum of the herring, the oifi of it. How would a Kadosh Baruch Hu want I should do it? Minhag has a makom mitzad the tsuras hamaisa. It's toifis, minhag is toifis mitzad klal yisrael's the herring of what things should be, how to do it, and so on, which is really not neveah from din. It's neveah from the her, how to do it. So it's not only replaces the first mahalach, but it also is adds a dimension of avoda, that each maisa, besides the oifen of doing it, mitzad etzivu shaboy, there's another area called the oifi how to do it, the tsura how to do it, the signum how to do it. That's the world of minhag, and that comes from Klai Yisrael's perception of how a Kadosh Baruch would want it done, rather than the tzivuyim alone. The one inyan in Torah that has a zecher, that nekuda, is the mesiris nefesh for avodah zarah. In other words, if a person to tell a child, the mashal, a father can tell a child, I want you to bring me a glass of water, I want you to do this, that, those are tzivuyim, and that's adrabba. You can do it prepared, and sometimes you should do it prepared, that's the right way to do it. But let's say a father is being insulted, a father is being put down. Should the father be mitzavah the child? Should the father have to be mitzavah the child to take on his part? If he does it, that's an unglick. In other words, if a person has to tell his father, you know, it's not right, you don't call for me, you see I'm insulted, you don't take my part, that's is a geroin in that chelik. It should be coming from the child and not from the father to the child. So Ritzicha and Gila Reyes are averis that Akash Baruch doesn't want. Akash Baruch is completely wrong, and Akash Baruch is mitzaveh that the Gedorim is afilo nefesh nafshecha. That's that chelik of Mesiris Nefesh. Avodah Zarah, the Mesiris Nefesh should be not because Avodah Zarah is wrong, but because the Ava Lamala, it goes beyond everything. It should be the extent of a hafta rather than the extent of than a chisorin in the aver itself. If it has to come with a tzivu, it's a giroyin in the etzim thing itself. The in av itself, it says immediate ishas kol hain beisiv the av boizir boiziloi, because if av by its nature doesn't come measured in any gvulas. I must give a mashal. Let's say somebody said, I gave this amount of stuff, but that amount of stuff, a lot of stuff, but look, that's very, very nice. Let's say a person says, you know, I had money saved up for a new car, really need a new car, and I have a lot of money saved up for a very nice car. But you know, my wife got sick, she has cancer, and I gave it all the way that she should be healed to the doctors. Am I not? Nope. What do you say about it? I mean, you would look at the person disgust. I mean, you're telling me a chiddush that you could have had a new car and you opted for a wife instead. I mean, imitin is called hein basic avra, basic vaisaloi. Avra mitzaritz mitzias doesn't have its bullets. The kiyum of the whole nafshecha for avodah zarah should not be coming because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said no, you shouldn't go to another avodah zarah. The person should be given kohen beisay for the avodah mitzaratzmai. So it's a kiyum v'hafta that is telling me that the gvulas that a person imposed on us, for luv and esrog, a person is not allowed to give up his life. He might be ma'abed snafshel das if he's giving up his life. He has no chiyuv to give up his nominis. He might be doing wrong to give up all his nominis. The Torah took off the gvulas when it came to Ava. So b'meilet, it's a ma'isim, it's at us that we're ma'isim nefesh. The same thing, Chanukah is the tekufa. Chanukah, the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed from the tekufa of Nevuah through the tekufa to the tekufa of Baisheni, where there's no Nevuah. There's a chisaron. B'meila, we don't have Torah be'etzim. Even the Sanhedrin is the pshat. First of all, if there's a lack of Kashos Ashkin and the Makma Migdash, so the Sanhedrin who sits in Lishkas Agazis and is Yoinik, the Mitzias Nekoyach from Lishkas is Mismayet. It's no longer that stature. And the Sanhedrin also became bottled with the Nashik Nazagdala, was the ones that came into being. Shimon HaTzadik, who met Alexander, was the Rosh Hashanah Nazagdala. The transition went from the Vim to Bnei Nevim. No longer were we hearing directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Klal Yisrael needed to make up for it. So there's a chisaron, obviously. It's no longer the clarity, and now we have to go with Hanachlan Yisrael, and that's not always accurate. It doesn't always work so well. But Me'idach Gisa, it's mavlit the dimension of Klal Yisrael as Chaviven. It's mavlit the chelak of Klal Yisrael's kesha. Ubo b'necha, b'vir b'secha, the bonim at the Bnei Nevi'im, the bonim at El Hashem Lekecha, is a chelak that we perceived over here. When there's a proof of no longer tzivriyim, and what we're doing is out of the inner sense of yearning of closeness, that becomes a hadgasha on a mile of my soul mitzad a different chelak. That's why I think Lamashal. It says on the Rabbanans by Tinklol, it says Tivim Bidecho Miyayim, that the Klal Yisrael's the Rabbanans are Chaviv, the Versaifim is Chaviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Vetera. I do think that word Chaviv is where the Rambam is getting his word Chaviv. In other words, the mitzvah of Divrei Seferim, the etzim of Chavivus, is for that reason. Divrei Seferim, mela the chelak just to watch us off in Yisurim, that's a little bit. But Chanukah, the Purim, was a mitzvah Rabbanan that had a mokma chizah deraisa, like Yisvun Ladeiris, and it made it into Kesav. There was a zecher for the Torah, Shalashim, Rebbeim. Vinitvi has some sort of an achiza in Torah of Ksiva. Chanukah is the mitzvah Rabbanan. It's not a shmirah, it's not a mishmeres. If anything, it's a yontif. And it is kuloi mitzad klais, or kuloi divrei sefer. That's why it's chaviv. So the Rambam is saying, you cannot obligate a person to give more than his money, that a person should go beg and sell his clothing for a mitzvah. You don't have that any place. There's no chiv. A chiv asach he finishes at a chaymish. Even persume nisa is a thin on the tzibur. To the every ma'abit a person nes. But there is no get it in the chayv a person essay to sell his clothing. The only mitzvah that you have, the mitzvah starts with chavivus. So b'meila, chavivus doesn't recognize gevulis. Imitin ishkal hoin beisei b'avah beisei v'eiseloi, because it's not the pshat that there's no chiv to give it all, there's a chiv to give it all. It doesn't measure. Kol Hayim Beisa, it does not measure up to Avah. So that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that Mitzvah Nechanek is Chavivi Ad Moed, because it comes from the world of Chavivus, because it comes from Klal Yisrael's Hakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's built around the serious nefesh of the Zera, which even mitzad the Reisa Shabbai is a key in Bahafta. It's the yontiv of that tufa where there's no longer hashbar and nevuah milamala. So it's only tsura is because Klal Yisrael's chivas that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows it to be makir is ofya. There's a fascinating Beis Yosef over there. Beis Yosef says mi goy gadol, that the makir ofya of Malikeim. So he says the word gadol means miloshin gidul shegadlu biyachad, like two children that grew up together in a home, they understand each other very well. The politic of Beis Yosef, but upon him the dad is the mitzvah of this yomtiv, and the mela it the gedorim have the same gedor of no gedorim, the same gedor of kol meidecha. So the Rambam, like it says, it's unique. I think that's Krav Rambam. In Pesach, I don't think Rambam says that. Rambam says, Noislem and Atamkui, not like Rambam says in Ripshat, he learns the Mishnah Kipshuta, it's a din mitzad, the Balik Stoker. And Ner Chanukah, you're right, mitzad tzivui, there could not be such a tzivui. Rabbanu would not impose it. But since the toichen of the mitzvah is chaviv yad moed, the mela, it's not seivul any kulos. Yeah, I guess that's the nikud I wanted to start off with. Any shailas? Yeah. I think the Pashta Pshat there is that they remembered it somewhere. In other words, that's a Pshat B'nei Nevi'im. It's like a child grows up in a home, even if he never learned and he's not a Talmud Chacham, but he's got a certain sense of, you know, what they used to do, what used to go on at home. There's a certain awareness of it. I think that's a Pashta Pshat there. It's a carryover from a Tkufa when they knew it clearly. But sometimes you see a person who's lo-leinu kind of losing his mind, it kind of, there's like a residue of what was and that carries over. Yeah. I'm not sure. No, that's something else. That means, I mean, the Maharal speaks about it quite a bit, about Chacham Adav Minavi. Chacham is another way how to do it. In other words, it's like you can solve a problem in two ways. Sometimes you can use math to solve a problem, sometimes you can use something else to solve a problem. It's not... Chacham is a direct Mahalach. It's not an instinctive Mahalach, it's a direct Mahalach on how to be aimed at certain ends. I'm not sure. In Torah itself also, you can be mefalpul in halacha. You don't need a new kabbalah zakeri.